Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Venice International Film Festival. We're specifically going to be talking about a film that's presented in the Giornate degli Autori section. And it's called The Great Green Wall. And I'm very happy to have here the filmmaker, Jarrett P. Scott. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matt.
So, for the benefit of the folks at home who are not familiar with the film yet, would you like to maybe introduce it, tell us just a little bit about it, and then we'll get stuck into asking a little more questions?
Yeah, so I think, simply stated, The Great Green Wall follows Malian activist and musician Inamoja as she travels across this 8,000-kilometer-long vision. This vision to grow a wall of trees from Senegal to Djibouti, across the entire continent. And so we travel with Inna along this route, along the vision. And along the way, we stop along. She's actually recording an album simultaneously. So she stops in different countries, meets different people, and then basically has an experience about an issue. So, you know, why the Great Green Wall exists is a mechanism to combat desertification, climate change, a whole number of issues. And so we show the consequences playing out in real time. So migration, resource scarcity, food insecurity, radicalization. And along the way, we see these consequences and we explore those as well as the hope that the Great Green Wall hopes to bring in reviving the land, in revitalizing communities. And yet, I think, you know, it lays out the groundwork for what is like a climate change cautionary tale, but it's a story of hope, a story about a yes, we can story about how we can rise up and do something.
How did you find out about this initiative?
Well, you know, not that many people know about it.
Right.
And so
I
had read, actually, I'd read about this a long time ago. And so when Make Productions, who Make Waves is the production company who made the film, and Alexandra Asen and Sarah McDonald have been working on this for a long time, two of the executive producers. And they came to me and said, hey, you know, we're working with Inamoja. We want to tell the story of the Great Green Wall. We want to use music. You know, can you help us tell that story? And so it was an interesting position for me to be in. And so I took on the challenge, and I came into a great team, and we kind of hit the ground running trying to figure out how can we tell the story of this wall, because the wall is less than 15% completed, maybe much less. I mean, it's so it's if it was completed, we'd all know about it. And so the idea was, how can we raise more awareness about this amazing idea, and how can we use the tool of film to try to spark action, because we need to ramp up efforts quickly. I mean, there's the ambition of what we want to do, build this wall, grow this wall, 8,000 kilometers long, and there's the reality of where we are, and we need to basically increase our efforts tenfold. So we want everyone to know about this. We want to use the film as a catalyst to hopefully spark a much wider movement, because only with a large movement can we actually create some kind of change that we need.
Totally, yeah. One of the things that fascinates me about this initiative is that it uses the word wall, whether it's on purpose or not. The word wall comes with a lot of political meaning recently, mostly negative. This is just a complete polar opposite, you know, sort of a definition. So I guess that's beautiful too.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I think you can fall on both sides of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that name has stuck. It's been around for a while. But you're right. It's when you think of a wall, it's mostly in a negative connotation. I mean, we live in a time where walls seem to be on the rise. And you know, walls are designed to keep certain people out. It's to divide usually the haves and the have-nots. This film is about unity. This is about solidarity. It's a different type of wall, indeed. It's a wall that brings people together.
Interesting. So, I mean, we talked about Inna, the artist in the film, the music artist in the film, but I'd like to know more about her. I'm fascinated by her also because she reminds me of what Nina Simone said, you know, that an artist's duty is to reflect the times. Yeah, I mean, she's a fascinating artist.
Yeah, no, I mean, Inna is, you know, she's a wildly talented artist. She's, you know, she covers, you know, she acts, she's politically active, she, you know, she's an amazing musician. She really kind of does everything. Mm-hmm. And what's cool about Inna is, you know, being from Mali, her family comes from the north of Mali, but she grew up in the capital of Bamako and also spent some time in Ghana as a kid. So And touring as a musician, you travel around a lot, right?
Yeah.
So she's seen so much of Africa, but Africa is so large. People don't understand. I mean, we're talking about 54 countries, one self-governing territory. In the Sahel region, which is the area south of the Sahara, where the Great Green Wall is to be grown, you know, this is in his home. And so, you know, we really wanted to see this world through her ears and through her eyes. You know, hear the sounds, music, right? Have her voice guide us. I mean, she's the Pied Piper. She is the protagonist. She's the leader. And I think it's through that journey that she takes that we can have, as an audience, a much more intimate and approachable understanding of both the problems and the solutions on the ground.
Yeah, one of the great things about the documentary is actually seeing her meet the people, whether they're artists, whether they're just normal people, just going out there and spreading the word. She seems to really be motivated by it, and it's just pretty inspiring to see that. You know, it's like she has that spirit that really should represent what not people only in Africa are doing, but a lot of people around the world should be doing. So maybe there's a little bit of that. Let's hope that, you know, this film also inspires people to do their own thing and maybe get involved and get more aware of these issues.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think that, you know, sometimes we look at the problems of the world and they're so big.
Mm.
And, you know, and we've seen in a lot of places in the world this rise of a more nativist nationalist movement.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, often in response to these global problems, like, you know, obviously here we've had a response, you know, a rise of the right based on, you know, a lot of anti-immigration sentiment. But, you know, we have these global problems, and they require global solutions. The thing is, we can't deal with the large issues of the day, climate change, a number of other things which I won't get into. But in this film, yeah, but where we're at with the environment, this requires the global community to act. And so although this is an African story, where, you know, African nations have to take the helm and they have to lead, it's gonna require all of us. You know, we need global partners. We need, you know, the UNCCD has been amazing. There's a number of, you know, the World Bank, you know, all these giant organizations need to come in and help with funding. You know, we need the African Union to lead. It's gonna take a movement. And I think for all of us, we need to make this we need to try to inject this into the bloodstream of the world. We want to make this known, because only if we know about something are we all going to kind of do our part to act. But you're right. I mean, none of this stuff can be done alone. It's too great for any one individual. So we really need collective action. And,
yeah.
And hopefully the film can show both the need for that and also these inspiring stories of people that are just doing it on the ground.
By the way, I believe that filmmaker Fernando Meirelles was part of this film.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you tell me about how he got involved and just how?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I mean, the Academy Award nominated director Fernando Meirelles, who did City of God, The Constant Gardener, and who would love to be here right now, but he's actually premiering his new film in Telluride, I think tonight as well.
Wow.
So, he's got one foot in Venice and one foot in Colorado right now. But so he's unfortunately not with us.
Mm.
But yeah, Fernando's been amazing on this film. He's been an integral part of it. Yeah, I mean he got the impetus. I think was somewhere around the Rio Olympic Games. Fernando did the opening film and met two of our executive producers, Alex. They started talking, and you know, he's a huge avid, you know, he believes in the, you know, he's a huge environmentalist. He's like, I think he's personally planted a number of trees, and because the idea of planting trees is the analog in our film, he was immediately drawn to the Great Green Wall. He loved it, and early on he got involved, and it's been a fantastic partnership ever since.
That's great. I only have one more time for one more question, and thank you very much for sticking through it. It's really warm in this room.
It's very hot in here for all those people who can't see.
Everyone.
It's actually not that bad right now, though.
It's not too bad.
It's a fan. Yeah.
But I just wanted to ask you if there's any way in which listeners can maybe find out more about you know, the Great Green Wall Initiative, the documentary. Will it be out there for people to see soon?
What's sure, So we're working on a large coordinated action plan, and you can find out more and stay informed on greatgreenwall.org.
Great.
Greatgreenwall.org. And, you know, there's a film site, there's social media, there's all that too. You know, but yeah, we encourage everyone to share, you know, to share the story of the Great Green Wall, and at least, you know, share that until you can get your hands on the film, right? Because, you know, this is our world premiere, which we're thrilled to be here at the Venice Film Festival at the Giornate degli Autori. And, you know, we start here and then we start making our runs, our run through the different festivals and getting it out there. And, yeah, we're excited to see the momentum grow. for both the film and the movement behind the wall.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, grazie mille.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.